The Sporting Shooters Association has helped one Western Queensland grazier tackle his roo problem. Scott Council is from Linden, near Barcaldine, and says the free service is delivering results for him in spades. He told Lydia Burton his experience with the Sports Shooters Association of Australia has been nothing but good.
I highly recommend it to people if they've got a roo problem. There's people out there that are just wanting to get away. They can come and go on your place. Some will call you up and tell you where they are, but they're excellent. They're really good guys, and they're all walks of life. We've got military guys. We've had a headmaster from Narangbar. We've had just some One Steel managers from Emerald. So, yeah, they're all walks of life.
How many groups of people have you had?
We've had to about four or five now, and they're all repeat. Well, they're wanting to come back for more. So that's obviously they're happy and I'm happy. So it's a good partnership.
Have you seen them make any kind of impact, indent into things like kangaroos?
Yeah, the guys we had for about a week, they just shot mostly at night or early in the morning. They definitely made a difference, but about 2 weeks' time, 2 weeks later, you notice the roos coming back in, the new roos are moving in. So, that, yeah, definitely make a difference.
What was the process to getting involved with the SSA?
You've got to get a mitigation permit, damage mitigation permit, and then you apply through the Sporting Shooters Association, and then they just email you, and you can ring them up and filter them through to whether you like their sound or what they've got. It's a very easy process, very easy.
Is it something that you'll continue to draw on?
Very much so, because I think it's needed, and as soon as it rains, yeah, sure, the roos will spread right out again, and we'll also, what problem did we have beforehand? But roos will build up again, and because of this service, yeah, I'm going to take it up.
Is it taking away work for kangaroo shooters, do you think?
No, not at all. The roo shooters have conditions to shoot to. Same with the sporting shooters. They all have to be headshot. But the roo shooter has a weight limit, and at the moment, the roos would not be good enough for pet food or human consumption. So if I'm not doing it, if the roo shooter's not doing it, and if the sporting shooters aren't doing it, the roos were probably going to die anyway, a very cruel death.
That's Scott Council from Linden near Barcaldine giving a bit of a review of that farm assist program with Sport Shooters.